Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show is sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop.
out here in Staten Island, also out there in Queens. Also, Debbie Nails, which is also part of Goodfellas Barbershop now. So, ladies, come get your little nails done, your little French manicure and all that good shit. I got the Opie nail polish and the Essie nail polish. Also, come down Havana Cigars out here in Staten Island, smoke a fathead with your boy. Sip on a little something, bring your own bottle in there. Sip a drink with your boy. Right now, I'm drinking on me a margarita as usual. That's my Monday ritual. Margarita and these red hot potato chips. That's my Monday ritual. And talk to my people out there in this land out there today. Today's show. It's going to be another good show today. Today's first topic will be, when you lost your virginity, was it everything you thought it would be? Was it better or was it worse? Also, topic two would be, how open is an open relationship? But before we get started with those things right there, GQ Palace is also in conjunction with a few other people, groups and promoters, and we're throwing a Jim Jones hosted party out in Long Island, Saturday, October 20th. We're not giving out the location or nothing yet, but it is a Jim Jones party. He will be there. He will be in attendance. He might have Chrissy with him, you know, his lovely girlfriend from the show, Love & Hip Hop, New York City. Hopefully she'll be there. But if not, Jim Jones will be there. And I'm going to give away two free tickets tonight for that show. Two free tickets. I don't know how the hell I'm going to give it away yet. Maybe to the most outspoken woman who's not afraid to hold back. Maybe to the most outspoken man. Not my regular callers. Y'all motherfuckers calling every week. Y'all some regulars. And y'all ain't going to go see no damn Jim Jones any goddamn way. But my ladies, if you're out there, y'all can call in and listen to your boy. But the show will be at the Barrington in Long Island. At the Barrington. It's in Long Island. Nice little spot. You know, I was going to hold the information back for a little while. But why not? I might as well tell y'all people out there right now where it's going to be. It's going to be at the Barrington. Jim Jones will be hosting a party in conjunction with GQ Palace at the Barrington in Long Island. Nice little grown adult party. No ruffians, no roughnecks, no wild ass niggas. All you niggas from Brownsville, stay home. None of y'all Brownsville niggas are invited. You East New York niggas as well. Well, some of y'all, because I'm from East New York. Some of you niggas will come as well. Well, let's get started with today's topic. Today's topic is, when you lost your virginity, was it everything you thought it would be? Was it better? Was it worse? I need input from y'all people out there. I need input. Me, myself, man, I don't remember when I lost my damn virginity, man. I don't remember who the fuck it was. Because when I went in, I went head first. And I was wild as hell, man. I don't know who got it or what shit. I don't even know if I fucked the bitch right on the first time I got some pussy, man. I don't know if I did the right thing. I might have been fucking her stomach. I have no fucking clue. Well, all I know is I bust me one, and I ain't looked back ever since. I've been wide open ever since. Also, how open is an open relationship? I need my fellas, my ladies, my people in relationships, my people that's not in relationships, my people that's in open relationships, my people that's in committed relationships, I need all of y'all to call in and give me your input on what is an open relationship. You know, most of us out there, we know what it is, but how open is it? How open is this relationship? How open is relationship? My lines are flooded this evening. I have about 30 to 40 people that's on my line right now. And y'all scared asses are scared to press one. I guess, shit, I'm going to keep them damn tickets for myself. I'm going to keep them Jim Jones and Bae's Long Island tickets for myself. And Jim Jones will be performing. Yes, that's right. He will be performing at the Barrington. I'm going to have my first caller call in. and his name is Real Talk. Real Talk, you out there, baby?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Real Talk?
Yes, sir. What's going on, man?
I'm eating all these damn chips. Excuse my mouth, you know what I'm saying? This is a ratchet. This is a wild-ass show, so I need my, my potato chips and talk at the same time. Anyway.
All right.
We have Real Talk on the line. And
what's going on?
You want to say something, or would you like to take me, or would you like me to take another caller? You want to join in and say something right quick, or you want to take another caller?
Give me a minute. I need to get myself together for this real fast.
All right.
Give me one minute.
I'll take another caller.
All right.
Anyway, we have, we have Jim Jones and Bays Long Island, Saturday, October 20th, at the Barrington in Long Island. Call in. Talk some shit to your boy. Explain to me what these two topics is and how it works for you or how it didn't work for you. Or how was your first time when you lost your virginity? How was it? How good was it? How bad was it? Talk to me. And you might just win those tickets to see my man, Jim Jones. Rub shoulders with your man, Jim Jones, and hopefully Chrissy Lampkin will be there as well. Hopefully she'll be there. She ain't guaranteed. We ain't paying for Chrissy to be there, but we're paying for Jim Jones to be there. We ain't got enough money to pay for both the motherfuckers. We'll pay for the person that has a bigger following. So anyway, how open is an open relationship? I have no fucking idea, but I'll give my 2 cents in it. I'll give my 2 cents on how. Hold on, y'all. We have Tiffany on the line. Tiffany, are you there?
Yes. Hey, Dallas.
Hey, baby. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. You know I'm on my way to work.
You are my faithful calling in on the way to work ass caller I have. And I love you for that, baby. I love you for that, baby.
Thank you. Love you, Dad. You know me.
Did you hear today's topic, baby?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. We're going
to
get
to give a little comment on them?
Yes. Topic number one.
Topic number one?
Yeah. My first Now that I'm a veteran of this shit, first time wasn't shit.
Okay, now that you're a veteran, okay. Okay, now that you look on it now, but back then when you looked at it, did you thought it was all of that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was
okay,
young,
back then
so,
you thought it was the shit?
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, this is what this is? Yeah, but now that I'm a veteran, that shit wasn't about nothing.
What do you mean it wasn't about nothing? So what happened, baby? Talk to me.
I was...
What, you didn't know what you was doing? He didn't know what he was doing? Was y'all both young at this?
He was older.
Or new to this?
He was experienced, but, you know, I could have drank a V8.
Oh, my God. So maybe you didn't know. It might have been good. Maybe you didn't know, baby.
It wasn't good. You know why? Because I was just like, I mean, I knew what to do because I always watch porn, you know, because I'm just
you watch porn
like
before,
that.
Before you lost your virginity, baby?
Hell yeah.
God damn.
Hell yeah. So I knew what it was supposed to be like, and it wasn't nothing like that.
No?
No. No. It wasn't nothing like that. So I was really disappointed.
You were disappointed in that one? Okay, how about your second time? Did it get better for you, or was that your first and only time with that person? Was it great the next time, or?
Well, it was 7 years before I did it again with anybody else, because I stayed with that person for 7 years.
Oh, okay. So did it get better with that person? Well, it had to. She was with the motherfucker for 7 years. It had to get some kind of better.
Yeah, it did. But the first time was horrible. It was horrible. Yeah. But after that, it got better. So, you know.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm. That's great. Well, hold that thought, baby. We have another call on the air. We have Kim. Are you there, Kim? Kim,
hello.
Baby.
Yes, I'm here. Hey.
I can hear you, sweetie.
Okay, good. I'm just driving a little bit.
You're just driving a little bit, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good for you, baby. Did you hear today's topics, baby?
I heard bits and pieces. Can you just tell me what it is again?
Okay. The topics were, when you lost your virginity, was it everything you thought it would be? Was it greater? Was it worse? You know, how was it? How was it when you lost your virginity? Was it good for you? Was it bad for you? You know what I'm saying?
You know, see, I would have to say, knowing what I know now, it was terrible. You know?
Thank you.
You women, man. Y'all, that's because see,
you know
back
what?
Then, it was no love back then. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all was just
no,
fucking
it
back
was,
then.
But you know what? For it to be your first time, you know, losing your virginity, it should have been, you know, correct. Like, especially like if you're dealing with an older person, I mean, they should know everything. Mostly everything. They should
okay,
know.
Okay, you don't mind me asking, how old was you when you lost virginity, and how old was he? Was he that much older than you, or was he just like around the same age bracket?
I was 16. And he was
how old was he? Was a much older gentleman?
He was 19.
Okay. So he might have been still young at it too.
Kim, we needed our asses beat because we was young.
Yes, we did.
We needed our asses whooped.
Okay.
But it was terrible. It was terrible, especially knowing what I know now as the years, you know, went on, you know, and different relationships. I mean, wow, it was terrible.
Uh-huh, I agree.
Well, maybe, you know what it is? It might be different for women because the way y'all look at losing virginity over a man losing his virginity, I think we look at it as just conquering and getting that shit over with and, you know, get on with life or do us because I think it was more peer pressure with the men as losing your virginity.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I think that's what I believe. Huh?
But you know what?
I didn't peer pressure anybody. He should have knew.
You didn't peer pressure nobody? I'm talking about no. Like our boys peer pressure. Like, you a virgin, nigga? You a virgin? What the fuck you doing?
Right.
And
that is with the girls.
Peer pressure,
you know,
the girls too.
Well, y'all get pressure when y'all was younger too by the older chicks or younger girls?
But you know, I can say I wasn't peer pressured. It was more like, you know, I had problems at home, so at the same time I was looking for love in all the wrong places, you know. And when you tend to look for love in all the wrong places and people know that, I think they sometimes prey on that as as a weakness. You know,
I'm just a fast ass. I was a fast ass. Just because I had a boyfriend, I was like, oh, I'm gonna try this. But,
yeah, see, whoosh. I had never, like, seen, like, any, like, pornos or nothing like that. You know, I was good. I was, you know, doing everything I had to do, but then I just, you know, I felt victim, you know, to someone that was older and, oh, I love you, this, that, the other, we're going to be together. But what I want to tell you, the first time I had sex, I got pregnant.
Huh? The first time?
Wow.
The first time, and you know
so that's,
what?
Okay, maybe that's why it was bad for you, because...
No, let me tell you. Because when you're young, you don't know anything, you know, back then about, no, you know, making sure you put the condom on right and this, that, and the other. And I was still trying to figure out how the hell I ended up with the condom. You know, so I ended up pregnant. And that was my first time.
Right.
And it was protected, as people say, oh, always protect yourself, this, that, and the other. It was protected, but I got pregnant. You know?
Wow. You know, that's, I've never heard that before. Somebody get pregnant for the first time they had sex, on, you know, being a virgin and shit like that. How did you take it? Did you take it good or you took it bad?
I was in denial.
You was in denial?
I was in denial because that was my first time. So me thinking, okay, it's my first time having sex. We use the condom, you know, what's the problem? But in all reality, we use the condom, but being young and naive and not knowing anything, you know, about sex, so to speak, you know, when you don't know anything about it, but yet, you know, you're being a fast behind and you're trying to experience some stuff. And I happened to experience and... At the end of the night, I ended up with a condom inside of me.
Oh, well, they didn't have magnets back then. Anybody had a too big a condom back then.
They only had the little Rough Riders back then.
Rough Riders, lifestyles, and shit like that.
Yeah, you know.
But I ended up with a condom, and needless to say, I ended up pregnant. You know, I ended up pregnant, and in denial. I'm not pregnant, you know, and long and behold, 9 months later, a baby came.
Wow.
Did you know you was pregnant all along, or you was that much in denial?
No, you know what? I didn't know I was pregnant. I knew something was wrong because, like, I was young, and, you know, they said my menstruals were, like, irregular, you know, so I was sick and I wouldn't get it. So I got it the same way I was getting it for, like, 6 months prior.
Right.
I got it, no problem. And then next thing you know, I kept getting it, but I started, like, feeling nauseous, and then I was fine because I was still playing on the basketball team and running track, doing everything.
All while you're pregnant?
Yeah, because I didn't know I was pregnant at the time until that belly started bulging a little bit, and then bulging a little bit more, and I was like, oh, Lord, this is a problem. And I only got sick one time. I gained, I want to say, 5 pounds my whole pregnancy. And sure enough, I want to say like my 6 months, that's when I really knew that I was pregnant, my 6 months.
Wow.
So I say my first time was terrible because knowing what I know now, it was, oh my God. It was
terrible. And your first time, you had a child, you know what I'm saying? So that, right, you probably was fucking traumatized after that.
Man, traumatized is the understatement. Let me tell
you. That's what I'm saying. You probably was traumatized. Like, I don't even want to look at another fucking penis. I don't want to look at it. One. You just swear you're going to get fucking pregnant by looking at that motherfucker.
And you know what? I always tell, like, I told my kids that, you know, as my kids were growing up, my oldest, I'm like, listen, if somebody wants some type of oral from you, you can get pregnant, you know. So, and they believed me until we got around a different group of kids. And mommy became the liar because you can't get pregnant from giving oral sex. So, but I had it going for a couple of years. I was good, you know, but I tried to make sure that the same thing, you know, history didn't repeat itself.
Okay.
So, but it was terrible.
Yeah, I can imagine. Hold on, we have another call. We have Real Talk on the air. Real Talk, you there, baby?
Yes, sir.
What's popping, Frosty? What's going on, Playboy?
What's going on, man?
There ain't nothing, man. Trying to make it, man. Lounge with my feet up, man. So tonight's topic was, you know what tonight's topic is, player. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'll break it down for you one more time. You know what I'm saying? Topic number one, when you lost your virginity, was it everything you thought it would be? Was it better or was it worse? And number two is, how open is an open relationship?
Well,
is
for the first
rules
one,
to an open relationship?
For the first one, I'm not going to lie to you. I was young, so I was going like a rabbit. And all I had, you know, you know, I was bumping like a rabbit. You know what I mean? So, you know, when you at a young age, you know, the clear sperm shoots out, not the regular sperm.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people know that. So, but I ain't going to lie. It felt good. You know, I'm a dude. I ain't going to lie. I was like a young age, though.
No, that's what I told a woman earlier, you know what I'm saying? For us, I think it's a little different because we conquered, you know what I'm saying? We finally got that shit off our back,
shit.
And it's on and popping now. We're going to do what we got to do.
I went from a boy
now, you know
to a man. I was like, yeah. I went and told my man I knew for 30 years. He was like, what? I was like, damn. I was going like a rabbit.
Yo, I remember...
And she
you
was
know what,
older
yeah,
than
I me, remember so. Doing something. But I don't, yo, I swear, I don't think I fucked the first time I did it, man. It was so, I swear.
You just went in and it
was
over,
young.
One and done?
Yo, we was young. Yo, it was me, you know what I'm saying? And my stepbrother. And some girls came up from down south, from Carolina, you know what I'm saying? And they was like, family, like they was like my family cousins came up, but they came up with their friends from down south. You know, it was all young, like summer vacation and shit. We all spent the night in the living room and shit. We was young, and we was like play a game, like roll over and hump a little bit and roll back over, all type of dumbass shit. And I swear, yo, I don't know if I fuck or not, kids. I swear I don't remember, but I remember the first time I really knew for a fact that I blazed. Man, I was wide open, kid. You could tell me. I was coming home with hickeys and shit. And my mom's like, where the fuck you get that shit from, boy? And I showed her who it was. It was a little fast-ass girl from the neighborhood. She said, that fast-ass girl? And my mother used to call me Steven when I was young. She used to step on the porch and yell down my block, Steven!
Oh, my God.
Get home! Get home! Like, man, this bitch is embarrassing me down there, man. Fucking reputation uphold around this motherfucker, man.
Wow.
Yo, hold on, y'all. We have Mark on the line. Mark, you there?
Yo.
What's up, Mark?
Ain't nothing.
Big Mark.
Who this? Big Mark or Good Hygiene? Who's this, man?
Hygiene.
I knew it was good hygiene. What's up, player?
Shit, chilling.
You been chilling, player?
Huh?
Did you hit tonight's topic, man?
Hell yeah. If I tell y'all this shit, yo, y'all can't tell the boys, man. This shit got to stay on this phone line now. Yo, the first time I lost my virginity, well, this is how it started, right? I was about 14, and my brother and my cousin was always talking about chicks, and I never knew what nut was. So they keep telling their stories. It was, yeah, right. So right before I nut, I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? So I didn't know what nut was. So once I finally found out what that shit was, I was like, well, I'm gonna give me a nut. It was this chick in the neighborhood. Her name was Vanessa. She was a little dirty girl.
Oh, God.
Yo, like, I would not look her way right now, but she was the only one I knew at that time that was fucking. So I needed to lose my virginity so I could join in conversation. Man, the first day I met her, I fucked that chick on the couch. I didn't even know what I was doing. I don't even know if I met her. That shit felt like, what the fuck did I just do? I just did it. I went raw dog everything.
Oh my God.
I was on the couch. I never get that shit right. You know how the back of the couch is? I was laid on the couch. My legs were straight out. I was holding on the back of the couch like I was doing fucking pull-ups thinking I was doing something. That shit had to be the worst fuck ever. But, boy, I think I nutted. I don't even know if I nutted. My shit was hard as hell after that. I think like,
Your shit stayed hard, man. You was 14, man. Your shit could have stayed hard, man.
I don't know. And then I was like, man, I hope I ain't get that bitch pregnant. But I ain't never talked to her ever since after that.
Oh, my God.
That wow. Chick was, yo, I'm telling you, like, that chick was, hey, yo, I swear to God, no lie, that was the first chick I fucked, and that shit was nasty. That shit is dirty. Like, that shit stinks.
Oh, what you
messing
with,
Sam? That's why you good hygiene now, son? That's why they call you good hygiene now?
Yes, I think that got something to do with it, man. That chick was
nasty. You might be traumatized from that, player.
Yeah, I think so. That's why I got, like, syndrome. Like, hey, she got to take a bath first. Like, she had to, like, you know, let me get out 20 diesel. Yeah. Yeah, like, she was dirty. She had, like, the colorful socks on, and she was, like, a little dirty.
Oh, my God.
Yo, what the colorful stuff got to do anything, man?
I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Now I be looking at them shits. I check them shits out all the time. Like, these shits got to be so...
Man, they got to be brand new, right? Brand
yeah,
new.
Yeah, like, you, if them shits cost $1, you have no reason to walk around with them shits with a hole in the foot.
Wait, when a chick come to his house, he asks her to see the bottom of her feet. I'm telling you.
This last night... Chick had these tall boots on. She took them shits off. She had them colorful socks on. I was looking at them motherfuckers like crazy. This is pink and black. I was looking at them shits like, yeah, that was my first. I'll never forget that shit.
How long before you got your next shot of life, dude?
The next time after I fucked the first time, I hadn't had sex a year later.
Damn,
son, you was that fucking woman.
Oh, damn, homeboy.
I couldn't find nobody else that was fucking at the time.
Yeah,
you should have went back to home, girl.
Nah, I couldn't because I was traumatized by her ass. And I thought after that, like a couple months later, I had seen her walk around with a baby carriage. I was scared as hell. And she lived like 3 blocks from me. Every time I would go up that way, I'd cut down different blocks so she wouldn't see me.
Come on, man, you gotta go see your kid. Maybe that was your fucking kid, man.
That ain't my motherfucking kid. I ain't seen her since.
This motherfucker.
I ain't
saying
this shit.
Oh, but
yeah.
Shit.
Ever that since then, I've been a motherfucking trooper.
Been a trooper?
I've been a trooper. The next time I fucked, well, I had got caught. I'll let Aunt tell you about that day. That day at the, that next time.
So Kim, you there, baby? I'll tell you. So Kim, you there, baby?
Thank you, brother.
I don't think Kim's here no more.
You know, my girl Kim done left me. Tiffany, still driving to work, baby? Still on the way to work?
You know it.
So how long before you went for your second shot of life?
Oh, well, like I said, we were together for 7 years, and after we broke up in 98, it was on and cracking.
Yeah?
And I was with him from 14 to 22. So.
Okay, okay. But listen, but your first time, you said it was horrible. How long did it take for you to do it again? Was you traumatized like my man got hygiene, or was it some next day shit?
Nah, it was like maybe 2-3 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
2-3 weeks later, and I guess it was better.
Was you pressured for the next go round?
Nah. I had a little alcohol in me then, so.
Hey, you think that's fucking bad fat? You think I'm playing? My shit was July of 99 when I lost it. I ain't had sex till October 31st of 2000.
Wow. How you remember dates, Playboy?
Because I had sex on Halloween because my mother had went out to get some candy, and I was like, yo, you want to do it real quick?
He said, you want to do it real quick? Wow.
That's how I asked. Like, I was young on some young shit. It was no foreplay with take your pants off while I got in that motherfucker and went to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's
how
I went
down. The other kids out trick-or-treating this shit.
Yeah,
well,
you
was
young, you said 2000. Yeah, that's what. Yes.
That's how that
veterans.
Actually, it was longer than that, boy, but hey.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, but that the one that I know I finally smashed for the first time, boy, I was fucking like a rabbit, kid. Me and that bitch was fucking a goddamn day. You can tell me
hey.
Shit. I walk around with big ass hickeys around my neck. You can tell me nothing. Tell me I ain't have a girlfriend.
Shit, that one I got in October, boy, I had her every day. I was trying to fuck her in every room.
I got caught
trying to fuck her a couple of days after that.
Mm-mm. How about that? Have you ever fucked a virgin before?
No.
No?
No, no.
You said how had they ever what?
Fucked a virgin before. Like broke somebody's virginity, like a dude who's a virgin and they fucked them.
I never took one. I wish I had. I can't wait. I'll get me one.
I got me one. And that's
just
fucking.
I might get frustrated if
crying.
I found
huh?
that shit. I might never.
I might
me.
Get frustrated.
What's the youngest age you women will fuck, though?
Oh, I'm not. Me, personally, 40.
You ain't going to find a 40-year-old virgin.
But I like that one.
That's why I had to lower myself. I'm going to have to go to see one of my cousins at college and get one of them 19-year-olds that's waiting for some good man.
Well, it's hard to find a male virgin, so that shit ain't never going to happen.
Yeah, it's hard to find a female virgin.
Yeah, no, but at this day and age, you ain't going to find one unless you fucking walking around with a bag of candy, Duke.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to wait to Halloween again and go find one.
You
gonna
find one now?
Shit.
You never find
one. I'm
young one now.
I'm only 27. I'll find me a motherfucking 19-year-old that's still.
Oh, well, shit. I'm knocking on 40, so that shit is a done deal for me.
Hey, listen. Don't knock it until you tried it.
I ain't got time. First of all, I got nieces and nephews in their 30s. So I know I'm not. Oh, hell no.
I'm telling you. And so if one of them young boys caught you slipping, and they bust your ass, you wouldn't do it again?
First of all, kid, a young boy couldn't even approach me.
You don't know he's young. Say you got some old young motherfucker that look old.
You're right, but I need to see identification.
You think you can't? Let me come down to Jersey. I'll take you down to motor vehicles in the middle of Clinton Avenue, and they'll give you whatever license you want.
I need to see some identification. I can't even see myself with a younger guy for some reason. Oh, Lord Jesus.
No. But I'm just saying, say you get one that got it real together, and he just whacks.
Damn.
Shit, if he do, kudos to him. If he can, kudos
Pink
to him.
Panther.
Can is the key word, can. Because I got
wow.
two tricks up my
sleeve. I'm just saying, when you got these older women, and they go through, like, menopause and shit, they look for a young man to wax them.
They look for the young ones, player?
Yeah, you should see some of them cougars when I hang out with Mike and them be jumping on me.
Well, I ain't gonna lie, we're here by myself, right? They got to take out this.
I've never
this.
Been into young guys. They always have to be older than me. And not for no sugar daddy purposes, because I'm a sporty brat. I get what I want when I want it. But I just never was into young guys. Not even. Never. I don't know. I just can't do it. I can't even.
So what's the youngest? So you're 40. So what's the youngest you would entertain?
I'm not 40. I'm knocking 40. But
are you knocking 40?
I'm knocking 40.
So what's the youngest you'll entertain?
40.
Cut, man. All
right, so I'm
cut
still
that, cut that out, Tiff.
Listen, hey, let me tell you something. When I was 22, my boyfriend was like 50 something. After I broke up with my first boyfriend and I got into another serious relationship, he was already in his 50s.
But what if he had the same mentality you got now? Then you would never have had him.
You're right. But I think it's different for women, though.
Yeah. Look at that show they got in the game, that young boy busting that old woman ass.
I don't doubt it can happen, but I'm not into young guys. If you into that, then that's good. I have a cousin. She likes younger guys. That's her thing. But that's not me.
Oh.
That's her thing.
Cause, yeah, I got a thing for older women.
Why? Why do you have a thing for older women?
Because they can teach me new tricks that I can blow these young girls' minds away with.
See, you only want it for a learning experience.
Okay, hold on, y'all. I have two new callers. I have Tasha, and I got Big Dave. Tasha and Big Dave, y'all there?
Yes.
Tasha,
I'm
you
here.
On the air, baby?
Yes.
How you doing, baby?
I'm fine.
Okay. Big Dave, you there, Big Dave?
Yes, sir. New and flying.
What's up, Big Dave?
Hey, let me start by saying, Mark, the secret is out, son.
Hey, goddamn, so I forgot you got people in the hood on this damn call list.
Your ass is grass. I picked the best night to call. This is only my second time ever calling. But your ass is grass, little Mark. number two, y'all getting off the subject. Get back to when you lost your virginity. I got a story for y'all ass. Y'all ain't gonna believe this one, though.
I want to hear it, but Dave, talk to me, baby.
You're going to say I'm lying. You're going to say I'm lying, but I'm a little up in age. I'm going to say...
Hey, Dave, before you tell Steph to still, let me tell him what you're going to say. Dave.
What?
Steph,
what
you're going to say is you're not going to believe it because Dave just lost a virginity at 40.
Hey,
Steph.
Steph.
Yeah?
Steph, you know, I'm up a 30. You know, I'm up in my upper 30.
Right.
This happened when I was about 11. This is no bullshit. I used to hang out with my man next door. Y'all might know him. His name is, they call him Brian Sewell. Y'all, well, I guess New York, you know. We call him Judy. So, there was a tomboy girl in the neighborhood. Her name was Beverly. Now, whatever the boys doing, Beverly do. We go out still bike. Beverly still bikes better than us. We climbing trees and shit. She climbing trees better than us. Now, I know she's a girl. I know I'm a boy. I'm 11 years old now. She had to be about 13, 14. I know she's older than me. Now, at the time, I know Junie was busting her ass, right? One day, I didn't go to school. Now, Junie lived in the house next door. So,
yeah.
Beverly, they older. Beverly didn't never go to school, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
One day, I'm hanging out with Junie and shit. We over there in the house. So, Junie talking on the phone to this other girl named Angie. So me and Beverly sitting around and shit. So Junie talking to Beverly, Angie about, you know, fucking. So Junie's looking at this motherfucker, Beverly, and looking at me like, man, my little man. I know he know what I'm talking about, this and that, and this. So I hear him tell Angie like, yo, you don't want none of this. You don't want none of this. So they going back and forth. So he looked at me, I looked at him. So he looked at Beverly, he said, yo, Beverly, take my little man in the room and give him some. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, give me some of what? You take me in the motherfucking room, close the door. you to take your clothes off. I take my clothes off and shit. She laid me down on the bed. I was 11 years old. She laid me down on the motherfucking bed. Boy, she started playing my dick. I'm like, this motherfucker start getting hard, like it be in the morning when you got to pee. I better only get hard like that when you got to pee. Nah, I ain't got to pee, but this motherfucker riding. Next thing I know, this motherfucker straddles me. She gets on top of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, she going up and down, right? And back then, you know, you was all into that old sexual zodiac shit. You know, them posters, this my
right.
sign, and the sexual position for my sign. She on me, she riding my dick, and I'm like, whoa. This motherfucker started tingling and carrying on and shit. And I swear to God, I thought the head of my dick was inside of her rubbing like some brush bristles. I'm like, this mother got something up inside of her that feel like some whiskers or something. Right? Boy, the head of my dick still pink. The head of my dick still pink. Got the hospital numbers on this motherfucker. I ain't never did nothing with it but piss. I swear to God.
You peeing there?
No, check this out. I'm laying there, right? I start trembling like a motherfucker. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is this? I'm saying to myself, what the fuck going on here? I'm trembling, And she just going up and down. I'm like, what the fuck going on here? Then as I stop trembling, I'm like, oh, shit. And then now, my dick done got sensitive. Like, wait a minute, get on. I gotta go to the bathroom. Now I gotta pee. She gets up. I go in the motherfucking bathroom. My dick slippery than a motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck is this on my dick? Man, I don't know what kind of puppy water, what kind of motherfucking cum and shit done came. I still don't know what's up. I done pissed. I go back in the room. I said, okay, I'm ready for more of that. Before I lay back down on the bed, this motherfucker wouldn't get hard again to save his fucking life.
you done skeet all in that bitch, Big Dave.
But it took me till 13. It took me till at least 13 to realize what the fuck happened that day.
Man, shut the fuck up, Dave.
Shit. Man, listen, I'm telling you the fucking truth, son.
Man, listen. Hey, you know how hard it is to fucking pee after you just nutted? While your dick is hard?
So how old was you, Dave?
I was 11. I can tell you, man, I was 11 years old.
Man, he's just telling y'all the story from last week.
That
nigga at birth.
Let me just tell you, Tasha, you starting off wrong. I'm sorry you had to go through that. Let's reenact that night.
She inherited that huge coochie.
You sound traumatized, so I need to fix that.
Yo, that big coochie was passed down from generation to generation, yo.
I was traumatized.
So listen, this is what you do.
You sound traumatized.
She sound like she's still traumatized.
Yeah, she's like, you sound like you're still traumatized and shit, Tasha.
Girl, you know, I've had that experience.
So what you need, Tasha, is some sexual healing.
You know what you need?
Is it my turn? Hold up, is it my turn? Yeah, you can speak, big homie.
All right, my first time, I was 14 and she was 18.
Go ahead.
And I couldn't find the pussy. I had this shit in her ear, her nose, her forehead.
I'm mad at him. He's scared.
I done poked her in the asshole about 5 times. She's like, hold up, nigga, hold up. You just lay the fuck back and let me motherfucking manhandle this penis. I laid back. She jumped on the penis. That shit lasted about 28 seconds. And I was like, hold up. What the fuck just happened? That was nice. That shit went down real quick. She's like, don't worry, I got you. She sucked that shit back up. That second one was like 45 minutes. I was like, yeah, this shit better than weed, nigga. I'm like, fuck fucking weed now. This is a new hobby.
But you're gonna laugh at this one. I swear you're gonna laugh too, Steph and Dave, you too. What's the old lady, the cougar lady, that be calling it all the time fucking with me?
T?
King.
Somebody you know on his phone met up with her and had sex with her.
Not that it was a green tongue, nigga. The green tongue ring, nigga.
Boom, boom, boom. My man, I'm telling you, he's my man, son. But I'm going to show you at the track Wednesday, son. That nigga had an intercourse session with that lady.
Shots fired. This is not.
Hey, Dave.
Oh.
Hey, Big Dave.
This is not.
Big Dave.
And co-sign the things that are said on this show.
Hey, hold up. What was the rating on that cougar? Did that cougar get a high mark? Did she get a high mark?
Huh?
No. Dorian, why don't you tell us how you when you fucked Miss T was?
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Dorian.
We don't know Dorian on the line today.
Whoa.
What did I do this?
Ryan.
What did I do this?
Don't
act
like you don't know, nigga.
Hold on. Who we have on here? We have me. We have Tasha. We have Kim. We have Tiffany.
Yep.
We have Real Talk. We have Good Hygiene. We have Big Dave. We have Big Homie. And we have Dog Bone. I don't see no Dorian on the line today.
Dog Bone is that motherfucker that had sex with the old lady.
Hey,
you suck your dick in that dried up prune juice pussy.
What's the rating on this shit, Dog Bone?
That shit was like some old ass grapefruit dry juice, wasn't
damn,
it?
Damn, you can stop
damn,
fucking
bro,
laughing, Kim, because I know your voice.
Yo, and really,
as quiet as a motherfucker over there.
I have no problem with
anything.
What up?
Oh, my God.
Damn, dog, you're a rock wallet to a poodle.
Kim, stop your fucking laughing, Kim.
That shit is crazy.
That nigga hunt one of them poodles with that dirty eye stain under his
nigga
eyes.
Took his lumberjack boot and was stroking that shit.
Oh my God.
Did she take her teeth out to suck his dick, or did she leave her man?
She gave him a velveteen rope.
Oh my God, Bug Bone, this was not a setup. This was not a setup, player.
I don't know. They be setting niggas up on this shit. They be setting niggas up, Dog Bone. Hey, Dog Bone, this sound like a setup, man. I've been there.
Dog Bone, you want to check your defense?
But big homie, I gotta tell you, I gotta tell you, you've been there, you defend yourself. Dog Bone is kind of quiet right now.
I'm not telling y'all something. I'm just messing with. I'm telling y'all some shit I know.
Yeah, when she
that's what I'm saying. Hold up.
Dog Bone slid Grandma off the chat line and smashed it.
Turn up. All right,
when did I do this?
Niggas is doing that shit these days?
Hey, big homie. You know we some good judge of character. You know how we good judge of character. You know how we knew which was fucking Bill? You know how we knew that, right?
No question.
That's how I know this nigga fucking the old lady.
Wow.
Yep. He came on here and was like, is Dog Bone on? And then Dog Bone posted some shit from by her house talking about, he see you after the game show tonight, baby. Whatever the fuck show she got the next day. When the Eagles fucking lost, that motherfucker took his pride out on her.
When the Eagles lose.
We ain't
losing.
When the Eagles lose.
When
the
Eagles lose. Exactly. Yo, Mark was on those.
I'm sorry, I had it wrong. It wasn't the loss. It was the victory. Fuck.
Hold up. That nigga ain't say nothing about fucking Grandma, but when you said the Eagles lost, that nigga lost it, yo.
See, I told you, that motherfucker want to keep his lumberjack boots and sword.
See what I'm saying?
He ain't say shit about Grandma, but when he said something about the Eagles.
Do this. That's what I'm asking.
I don't know when you stuck your dick in the dry forest. That's up to you to tell us.
Back to five forest.
Wow. Man, y'all gave me a fucking headache, man. I need my fucking aspirin.
Y'all funny.
Dog Bone, you gotta watch how you walk around these niggas. These niggas professional, son. You can't be making no comments on Grandma page or nothing, man.
Hey, yo, Dorian, we cool and shit. I'm gonna invite you to my house for Thanksgiving, but you touch my grandmother, it's gonna be a different fucking problem.
Alright.
And
she got
that
a
nigga
nice
said
cap.
If you
never
touch
know.
My grandmother, it's gonna be a problem, son.
Hey, fuck my
that
sister. You touch my grandma, it's gonna be a problem.
That nigga is disrespectful right there, yo.
That nigga, if you touch my grandma, it's going to be a problem, yo. Oh, my God. Y'all going to get me kicked off the damn bus. Hey, remember, if you touch my grandma, it's going to be a problem. Remember in American Pie when he met his grandmother in the closet? When dude simply met his grandmother in the closet, he was fucking, and she was like, focus.
Damn, man.
Wicked.
Yo,
where's
she at?
What you trying to rush up y'all appointment for the night?
Hell yeah, if that's the case, then shit.
Yo, Dog Bone.
Hold up. All I'm saying, when he put the petrified pussy, fawn pussy on you, you ain't say nothing. When he said something about them damn Eagles, you went crazy.
Yeah, listen.
See? I have no problem admitting to who I smashed up. I'm a 40-year-old virgin. I'm trying to get the one who wants a 40-year-old virgin, because that's me.
You were a 40-year-old virgin. You stepped into the nursing home last week. Hey, Dog Bone. Look, note yourself, Dog Bone. You don't tell nobody you're a 40-year-old virgin. That shit ain't sexy.
I take it out if I get it. No, we gotta let him get that. Because he cannot count fucking that dried up prune as a fuck.
Telling people you're a 40-year-old virgin is not a good look, nigga.
Oh, man, I'm not looking for a look. It don't bother me, player. Hey, there ain't no shame in my game. It's just all fun.
Yo, I got a fucking...
Hey, Tasha.
Virgin as a man? You a grown-ass man, no matter what your tools?
No, man.
Hey, Tasha, I'm sorry you got to hit it, but you're a newcomer. When is the first time when you go out on a date and you start getting sexually active? How long before you actually give him head?
Same day.
Tasha, that's your
name. You can tell by her voice.
The same day. She sounds like a dick sucker.
I will be honest, Tasha. Since you were traumatized, does that affect you sucking dick?
Like, no.
Because you know any chick that suck great head. You know any chick that suck great head got great vocals. Look at how she sound right there. She sound like a motherfucker, like she in a choir.
So you got these old school dick suckers, and you got these new school dick suckers. Like, do you mind if a dude is hairy or you prefer him to be shaved?
Shaved.
I'm shaved.
So how do we know? How come every Monday this show turns into good hygiene trying to hook up and get his dick sucked? That's what I'm trying to say. Every fucking Monday.
Listen, I told y'all, I'm going to find me the one of the motherfuckers on here, but it ain't going to be somebody's grandmother, you disrespectful motherfucker, Dory.
Yo, Dogbone is a hustler. He's strictly about the SSI check. That SSI check got to be serious, yo. You could be getting like $1,600 a month.
Tasha, so when can I meet up with you, Tasha?
You can't.
Why? You can't. Old too?
Oh, okay. Shit.
Why, you old too?
No.
Nah, she sounds like she got some young pussy. It might be big, but it's young.
Ooh. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. What size
and
bed
big,
do you have?
Big
what size
is the
bed
pussy.
Do you have?
What size what?
Bed do you have?
King size.
Oh, you're big block. God damn it.
Those are the best ones, bro.
She might just like a big bed, good hygiene.
She is.
Nah, that's a big one.
Nah, she's spreading her legs on that motherfucker. The pussy gotta breathe. She need a king size.
Yeah, what? So wrong.
What size is your bed, Tiffany?
What's the waistline?
What size is your bed, Tiffany?
I got a queen size bed.
What Tiffany is this?
This is Tiffany from Brooklyn.
Oh, that's not the Tiffany. All right, Tiffany from Brooklyn. You got a queen size?
No, I'm not big, so though.
I didn't say.
Tiffany, between like a five. She got a queen size. She between like a five.
That's no, your pussy is not big.
No, I'm not.
No, he didn't
no,
say
not.
Nothing about pussy, nigga.
What
size are you, Tiffany?
I'm a 12.
God damn, baby, you need to
almost. What size shoes you wear, Tiffany?
So Tiffany is small. She just has huge breasts.
Oh, yeah, that's a medium pussy right there.
Do you have jello arms?
No, I don't.
All right, there you go.
She wears size 8. She got a medium. She got a medium.
Yo,
she got a medium coochie.
He is trying to size y'all up, man.
I'm going to catch one of y'all slipping. Don't worry. Y'all ain't going to know
what I'm
going to catch
y'all.
Good hygiene. Size 8, you? That's a medium coochie. That's a hot rag all day.
God damn, boy. Somebody might confuse her shoe with mine at the door.
Okay, well, hold on, y'all. We have another call. We have Tiffany. Tiffany, you there?
Another Tiffany.
Yes. Tiffany, you there?
I'm here.
How you
ATL
doing,
ATL Tiff?
Yeah, this is ATL Tiffany.
Oh,
God. I'm hanging up.
Gotta go. Can't just talk.
I'm hanging up.
Hi.
Jump out the window screaming, fuck this.
Oh, my God.
Well, Tiffany, you tell us, how was it your first virginity lost?
Yeah, how was it when you lost your virginity, Tiffany?
Can you remember that shit?
Yes, I remember. Shut up.
And what was his name?
Shut up. Do it matter?
Nah, I'll tell you his name later.
This good hygiene, nigga, is so disrespectful. We know what you're getting at, nigga.
Because I know who somebody on here that you know, big homie. I know who his first was.
Damn!
what happened? Say that again.
Right, why the fuck do you want to know? What you got? Guilty conscience, motherfucker?
Who? Who, me?
Yeah, he getting at you, son.
I didn't hear shit you said.
If I
asked what the fuck you say, dude.
Now they tune out. Now they fucking tune out.
I was reading stuff. I was reading my messages, dude. I had to read
motherfucker,
my
we know how you lost yours. It was only 1999.
Here we
fucking. He's sticking and throwing shots at you, King.
He ain't throwing shots at me.
He said it was only 1999 when you lost your shit, nigga. That's a shot, nigga.
He's just talking because it's free.
Okay.
He's just talking because it's free.
Nah, I'm just fucking with
you. That nigga said, we know when you lost your shit, nigga. That nigga is disrespectful with his delicious ass.
So,
I know that's
so,
delicious.
So was it
good?
Hey, yo. Hey,
you lost your shit. Was it good? Was it bad?
Wait. Before you go on that, they call me. I am not no motherfucking delicious, son.
You are delicious, nigga. I know you're delicious.
I wouldn't even play you like that, so that's not me, son. That was not me.
I'm telling you, man. I'm on to you niggas, yo. You and that other motherfucker. I'm going to fuck out his name, but I know it is his voice.
Hey, Steph, would you tell him I was on the phone talking when that motherfucking faggot called up looking for him?
Yeah, he was on the air.
I was scared. I was like, no, not my man.
Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so.
Listen, I swear to God, that motherfucker called up right now talking about, and he asked him when he lost his virginity. I'm hanging up.
I know one thing. I know that voice. That shit was on last week. It's one of them niggas. I forgot his name. I know that voice.
Hey, yo. If anybody, hey, Steph, if it was anybody, if I had to guess, I bet it was fucking Danny.
No. Was it Danny?
No.
Danny hate me. He'd have told me to fuck me in his voice. He'd have told me to kiss his ass in his own voice. He wouldn't have did the delicious thing. He wouldn't have did the delicious thing.
You gotta call up with no other fucking fake names. You gonna call
nah,
up with
he ain't gonna do that. He ain't gonna do that. He hate me enough to say, fuck you, big homies, it's Danny, nigga. Fuck you.
I don't know who the fuck it was, but I listen.
It was that nigga on the phone last week. It was that nigga. I forgot his name. I heard his voice. The delicious popped out of his ass. He said some shit and delicious came out.
I'm telling you right now, if one of them motherfucking faggots ever call up on this show, stop, I'm gonna fucking take the tracking machine out of your fucking phone and I'm gonna kill that motherfucker. I don't like that shit. That shit is horrible. But back to Tiffany. Tell us about your first sexual experience.
It hurt. I know that. But it
okay,
wasn't,
that's a good
wasn't
start.
All of that. What?
That's a good start.
That's a good start.
Oh, I mean, I don't really remember like that. I just know that shit hurt, and I ain't know what the big hype was about.
Hey, Steph, if you must, let me rephrase this shit to add on to it. And I'm going to say it first, or I'm going to tell y'all mine. My answer to this is hell no. Anybody that answered that question, would y'all let the person y'all had sex with for the first time do it again?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell yeah.
No.
I had me a whore. Hell yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Mine was a whore. Hell yeah.
I tell y'all mine's. Like, y'all know my name, Good Hygiene. I wouldn't fucking touch that girl. She was a dirty motherfucker. That bitch was dirty. I'm telling you, I was just trying to get her. She was just one girl in the hood.
Mine was a church girl whore. Straight church
girl whore.
First girl
mine was,
whore.
Too. My bitch is a whore, a fucking whore.
Nice.
Dogbone. Being that you let T-Tick give a Jenny the other night, would you let her do it again?
Damn, man. I don't know. I don't remember the night, so.
That's what happens when you're drunk.
Was that bad, though, but you don't remember?
I don't remember the night, man. But, hey, if it was said I did it, I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I was drunk.
Hey, Big Dave.
Yes, sir.
Would you fuck the 13-year-old girl that you, would you do it again?
Who said she was 13?
You said she was 13 or 14, right?
I said I was 13 until I figured out.
He didn't remember how it was until he was 13.
Well, listen, the girl that made you puke, would you let her do it again?
I didn't know what had happened to me personally until I was 13 and figured out what the fuck had happened when I was 11. She was
what happened, though? You never said what happened. You just said this shit.
He did. He said he went to the bar and he said he skied all in that shit, dude. This shit is getting hard again.
Oh, okay. He didn't know he's supposed to do that.
Right. He didn't know.
Hey, I told you, when my dick was up in her, it felt like she had some bristles up in her pussy. I'm
That's a good sign. The bristles is a good sign. Bristles is good.
Hey, Steph. You know back in the day when the motherfucker talk about a girl say, you know, she wants you to pop a cherry or whatever?
Right.
Man, my dick was tingling after shit. I must have bust her cherry.
Hold on, y'all. We have Good Hygiene's arch nemesis. We have Mark on the line. Mark, you there?
What up?
Oh, what up?
What up, Big Mark?
The number one question is, the first person you ever had sex with, did you strap up? Who strapped up?
Ain't nobody here said they put a condom on except Kim, and she said she got pregnant.
And she lied.
Yeah, she said she had a baby to prove it. She had a baby and everything.
With that big-ass coochie.
She said the condom was, when she got up, the condom was in her.
That was delivery.
What? She did what?
She said Kim said the first time she had sex, she got pregnant. When they finished fucking, the condom was in her. And 9 months later, she had a baby. She didn't know she was pregnant until 6 months later because she was young, and her menstrual was irregular. You know, it was all over the place. So she thought it was normal.
That condom was there last week.
She didn't know she was pregnant until 6 months later, and she had a baby.
All right, who said
that?
Last night.
That was Kim.
Was
our first caller. I don't know if she's Kim. You still on the line? Are you still there? No.
I think she's gone.
Kim might be gone. Kim is gone.
Yeah, we need to take her ass on Jerry Springer.
Is Big Homie on the line?
Yeah, Big Homie there.
Big Homie, did you let her ass have it?
He have it.
Huh?
You wasn't on the line when she got on.
Oh.
No, Big Homie was on the line when she called in a second.
She was the very first one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I missed that nigga.
So she got her line in and hung up then. No, I didn't. I'm right here. Don't even
try.
Oh, Kim is
dead.
Uh-oh.
There goes
that echo. Kim, I didn't hear how you got pregnant, but what happened?
It was actually the first time, you know, losing my virginity.
And you got knocked out?
Yes.
Well, you don't like to have sex, do you?
Actually, well, I
that
do.
Shit is horrible. You get knocked up on your first shot.
It was terrible, but if I would have known what I know now, things would have.
How
been
long different. Did it take you to have sex again? Well, we know it was 12 months later because you couldn't have sex for the first 9.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you after you got knocked up?
Oh, who the fuck said you can't have sex the first 9? Back the fuck up.
Ah, wait.
The
day my daughter was born. Hey, Steph.
Yes, sir.
The day my daughter was born, I fucked her mother that morning.
Huh?
Your heart. Low down
dirty
nigga.
Wow.
You is a low down dirty nigga, yo.
That's a damn shame, bro. You only thought about yourself.
I tore her ass up that morning. Her sister called me and said, she in the hospital having a baby. God damn, I'd have knocked it out of her.
Oh no, that's good. No bullshit. When I had my son just now, I had sex that day.
Yeah, but sure,
we
got it.
No,
hey,
now we talking lubricate. About after.
You gotta lubricate that thing.
Yeah, you gotta open it up.
I don't even want to fuck you after. The hell is you talking about?
I know one thing. Hey, Steph.
Yes, sir.
I was in the room when my daughter came out. Man, I ain't fuck her mother till about a year later.
I'm trying to tell you now. Who want to fuck them after they see all that shit?
That shit is disgusting.
I fucked before the baby came. She was still pregnant. I fucked her before the baby came.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Hey, Mark, how the hell you know you wasn't there?
Hey, listen, I'll tell you this.
Hold on, y'all. Before we go anywhere, we have another caller, and she is coming on the air to give her side of what happened. We have T. You on the air, T.
What the fuck did I miss?
Oh, shit.
Y'all are fucked up now.
Yo,
Somebody checked me.
Oh,
what the
shit,
fuck are you saying?
Goddamn.
What the fuck are you saying, Mark? What the fuck are you saying, Mark?
You said that don't bone, not the dust, of your petrified stories.
Look, you know, I normally get on here and joke with everybody, but let me tell you something, bitch. Don't assume nothing about T. I'm not the motherfucking one. With your little dick, short ass. Know me. So don't assume shit about me, bitch.
I wasn't the one that
you
said. Team,
but somebody said dog bone, not
and
the SSI
bone,
check
if you
ass.
Said it, dog
I
bone, if you
well,
said it, you tell
well,
me
well, dog bone, dog bone didn't say
you've
that.
You've never
I
met
think,
me.
Hey, see, I got to say, dog bone
I'm
didn't say nothing on the air.
I'm going to hear you somebody, because ain't none of you motherfuckers on this line have tips.
Come on, see, come on, see. Shit out you.
Ain't nobody fucked the shit out of me.
That's what dog bone said.
He might want to, but ain't nobody been up in this.
Dog bone didn't come on here and say anything, baby.
Well, I want that little punk ass Mark ass. Little bitch ass nigga. You little half paint bitch ass nigga. Now say it.
When dog bone fucked that dry prune pussy, did you use your cane or your crutches?
Did your man use his bitch?
And he's big ass over there walking.
You know what? And I wasn't even planning on getting on here acting no fool tonight. But you know what? You ain't nothing but a punk ass devil bitch. That's what the fuck you are. And honestly, I appreciate
like
if you never
Navy,
spoke my motherfucking name again. Real talk.
Well, listen, I was just saying, we was
you
giving credit where credit was due.
You can't say shit about me, motherfucker. You don't know me. You don't know me.
I'm gonna call Kevin.
You're a half a paid bag. Your dick probably ain't even twinks.
God damn. He came in and shut the shit down. Y'all kind of quiet now. Oh, shit.
I mean, you know.
Everybody's quiet.
We got a real Trump co-signing now.
Get out of here with that bullshit.
Tell him about that shit, Pete. Tell him about it, Phil.
That
nigga Rich called the end, son. That nigga Rich set you up, son.
Hey, you know what that bullshit.
That nigga Rich set you up, son.
Don't even know me, bitch.
Hey, she should be a priestess. Somebody lied about fucking that dry prune.
Oh, man.
You know what? You must want this dry prune, bitch, because you know
how
to bring
it up.
How the fuck do you know it's dry? Because you got a two-incher?
They got to use
you
set up.
You know what?
Niggas
are
getting set up every week,
yo. Your little two-inch dick. You probably ain't even got no kids, motherfucker, because you ain't even got shit to be even make one.
Quick, fucking
hey. Make sure you put some fucking Drano
down
that plot so you can't
you
reproduce.
You make sure that you put an extension on your shit, bitch.
Hey, Big
That's
Dave,
you
Big
did.
Dave?
I'm still right here.
Big Dave, don't take that shit down to the hill, man.
talking that dumb shit like you fucking know me. Fuck out of here.
Hey, yes, sir, Big Dave.
Quiet as hell. There might be a lot of people down here listening. I can hear this about a lot.
No, all I know is if T Coochie is as strong as her mouth, that shit could be a bonus.
And you know what? It is. I'll speak on that. It is.
Because her mouth game is crazy. We know she can suck pubic hair out of a nigga's shit.
Of course she can. She ain't got no teeth.
That
all you got is jaws and gum.
I got all of my teeth. How about you? But if I ever seen you, you wouldn't have none.
How much did you pay to play this shit?
Yo, Mark is loving this shit. How much the fuck you like this shit?
Honestly, I ain't no bad bitch, but I would personally pounce with you, bitch.
Said,
or just what you want. You know, I don't fight red. I fight bitches, and you a bitch. You a bitch ass nigga. You a bitch ass nigga, so I would fight you.
Ain't gonna have no teeth.
Hey, Key. Hey, Key.
Who is that calling me?
It's Big Homie, baby.
Big Homie calling you, honey.
It's Big Homie, baby.
Yes, yes.
How you doing, baby?
I'm
Hey, Big Homie, she dried out right now.
Baby?
I'm doing all right, Big Homie. How are you?
Okay, I've got to get a heat check, baby. I just want to give you a heat check, baby.
I'm all right.
Okay.
Hey, Steph, hey,
okay,
everybody.
Continue.
But the little
hey, T, this is Dallas, baby. This is Steph, baby.
Hey, hon.
How you doing, sweetie? Did you take your high blood pressure pills today? Please,
serious.
I can't hear you passing on my watch.
All jokes aside, I was not going to come on here and just, like, flood out. I mean, seriously, because I'm going through some shit. But don't accuse me of no bullshit, especially when it comes to my body. My body is precious to me, and I got mad respect for myself. And Mark, I still say you little pussy bitch-ass nigga. Pussy bitch. He can rumble. Because, see, you ain't never half a pink motherfucker. That's why you damn 4 feet two with a 2-inch dick. So we're talking about pussy and who the had this and who got that and who want this. Have you ever noticed nobody said they want to fuck with Mark?
Oh, my God. Because
you're a bitch.
Do you really believe somebody going to say that on a talk show?
Yeah.
Hey,
they
when you
say
take
it
them,
real
when you
life,
take your high blood pressure, take them,
even the
candy,
even the bad chicks don't even want your little punk ass.
Well, listen, when you take, when
you
take
ain't
your,
about shit.
Hey, I be playing, but when you take your high blood pills,
take
some pussy moisturizer
pills,
too.
Don't even talk to me. Don't talk to me, okay? You're out of my league. Don't even speak my name, bitch.
I mean, you in a class by yourself with that dry twat.
Well, that's what you think.
Hey, yo, like, what do you do? Cooperate on me to get
least,
that shit wet.
At least I don't have nobody
Rich,
complaints. I
Big
ain't
Rich,
had no complaints.
You ain't shit, Big Rich. I know you ain't
had no
complaints.
I ain't had not one complaint.
Hey, you ain't got no complaints because dog bone in the hospital getting treated for them dry fucking rug burns on his
dick.
Yeah,
what the fuck ever. Dog bone ain't never seen me in person. He ain't never met me. So you were telling bogus ass lies.
Well,
we googled
your ass and you got 30 dislikes for
yeah,
fucking
bitch.
Rug burns.
I
you should prescribe something for that.
You ain't googled a motherfucking thing.
It's called the oldest
get
woman.
Get something to Google first.
It's
see, that's why
oldest...
I don't mess with little young ass punks. No way.
Look, when you Google, the oldest woman still having sex, your picture come out with no teeth. Like, see?
Yeah, sure.
See, where you from originally, T?
West Virginia.
Cause you got a fucking crazy ass accent, baby.
She fucking from the desert of Mexico with dry twat and dry fucking fluids.
Yeah, man.
I'm so upset. You know
hey,
what?
T, but, hey, you can
sit
all you want, but
you
it's all in
fun.
It's all
but
in
you would never
life.
Even get to sniff my fucking feet.
Hey,
let
T,
alone my
hey,
ass.
See, that's what happens when you get older.
I wouldn't even let you lick my ass, for real.
I don't even.
That nigga pulled me out the fucking room. Yeah, that's a good move, Big Rich. I see
yeah.
You in shot call, nigga. I see how you move, Rich.
He gonna lick my asshole.
Oh, damn.
After I'd have took a dump. How about that?
Oh.
That nigga Big Rich pulled the CEO move on Big Homie. Hey, Dallas, that nigga good, Dallas.
You good, son?
That nigga pulled the CEO move on me. Let me talk to you for a minute. Come here.
Oh my God, man! This is good.
Hey, well,
Tasha, where my new girl Tasha? You still here, Tasha?
I'm here.
Hey,
How did y'all get in fucking left field with T and Mark? How did y'all get there?
I don't know. Mark came over here and said he heard through the grapevine that Dog Bone and T was hooking up. He seen he was on Dog Bone's page or something, and Dog Bone said something to T or something. I don't know. And he just tried to put two and two together, I guess. I have no fucking idea.
Hey, guess what? When he put two and two together, he came up with zero. Because the nigga ain't been here.
Oh, my God.
T, enough of that arguing with Mark. Let's move
come
on to the new folks.
We got down to the root of all of this, babe. We know it didn't happen, but we got down to the root of this. That's what you think you found us through, you know.
Y'all
we're
crazy
glad you came
if you fucking believed
yourself,
it
baby.
From the jump. Y'all crazy if you believed it.
Well, we know that shit. Your fucking brain so damn dry.
Nobody
believes shit. It was all like fun.
See, this is real talk. I never believed that shit, T. This is real talk. I had your back 110%.
It's probably T. She probably sitting in some water to keep moisturized.
No, it's probably your mouth.
Oh my God!
Water
ain't
to get to
this. I'm done with you. I was just playing with you, but you know, you take it to heart. So I apologize. We know you only got a couple more punches.
I don't want no apologies from you. I really don't. I don't want no apologies from you.
Well, I don't fucking mean it anyway, you old dried up ass coon.
Hey, who lying? Somebody got a fucked up line, man. Somebody lying is fucked up.
Idiot.
Yeah, I can't. Can my switchboard operator figure out who line is fucked up? Or somebody was driving the window down.
Know,
something's
but,
going on.
I don't know, but somebody's phone sounds fucked up.
Who the last person that came on?
Oh, yeah, they went away. There must have been somebody driving. That was you driving Tiffany from Atlanta? Tiffany from Atlanta. She ain't there no more? Okay, huh?
Hello?
Okay, I thought that was your phone. Drop with the window down or something.
Oh,
where Big Homie at?
Big Homie, you there? That might have been Big Homie's phone.
Shit. Lord have mercy.
Uh-huh.
I've been crying the entire time. I can't take it.
Hey, okay. Seth.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Seth. Let's get back on it. Mark didn't tell us about his first virgin lost.
Big Mark, you there?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about your first time losing virginity, player?
What do you mean? Tell you about it. Was it good?
The today's
yeah,
topic
it
was it everything you thought it would be? Was it good or was it bad?
It was good to me.
Come back. Didn't I tell you ladies that earlier? It's always good for the man. The man always going to say it's good because it feels like we did something.
Oh, yeah. It was
you know why?
Me.
Because it doesn't hurt y'all. Like, you know, women being penetrated, that shit hurts. That hurts.
No, it hurt for us, too. That should be tight. Well, you know, for us big dick niggas, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. It could be for the rest of them niggas.
Well, it don't necessarily hurt because somebody got on and said they didn't feel nothing.
Oh, well,
that was Tasha. She said she got a big pussy
or
something like that.
I ain't trying to be funny. I guess she ain't no. Well,
that was you, right, Tasha? That said you didn't feel
good.
It?
I
can't feel nothing, and it was her losing her virginity.
Tasha, that was you, right, Tasha?
That was me. I didn't feel shit.
Why you ain't feel? You
I
said
did.
You had a little dick. You sure you had a little dick and it wasn't you?
It wasn't, the sex wasn't good, but the penetration was worse.
How old was y'all?
Like I said, I was a fast ass. I was 14.
God damn it, where was you all my life?
I was 15.
You was 15 years old?
I've been here before.
Yeah.
But see, it was a different time. Like, that was in the early 90s. You know what I mean? It wasn't like the late 90s. So, you know, that was a whole different era.
Well, the young girls that's out here today,
right,
the way they looking,
the
how thick they are today, you probably, people try to lose their virginity at 11, 12.
Yeah. And I did good. I lost my virginity at 14. I ain't have no kids, so I was 33. So I did very well.
Who that Tiffany
yeah.
is you? That is you,
yeah,
Tasha?
Yeah, it's Tiffany. It's Tiffany.
Okay.
Yo, well, Tiffany, if you lost yours at 14, right?
Uh-huh.
What persuaded you to do that?
Well, he was my boyfriend, and we were together for a long time. So it wasn't just like, oh, I just, you know, this is just some dude that I'm seeing for the moment. We were together for 7 years.
So his game was up. How the hell y'all was together for 7 years? Y'all started going together at 7?
No, I started going with him at 14. We broke up when I was 21.
So how long did you make him wait?
Like 8 months.
Damn.
Damn, and he stuck around that long? He would have been out of here. Fuck with me.
See, my thing is,
but then again,
if I
knew you was a virgin, I probably would have stuck it out. I said, shit, it's
all
brand
new.
Like this, right?
He knew I was.
Yes.
Hey,
yes, Big Dave.
Old boy might have been confused. He might not have known if he wanted some pussy or some dick.
Coming up there, right? I know it goes different for y'all as it do for us guys. When you lost your virginity at 14, right? How the hell, what would you do now if your daughter or your son came and you said, I just lost my virginity? Would you be mad or would you counsel him?
I would have to counsel them. You know why? You can't tell a child not to do something. You can only guide them and tell them, this is what can happen if you do. But if you forbid them to do it, they're going to do it anyway. So you just have to guide them in the right direction. Let them know, listen, I'm not telling you to do it, but if you're going to do it, you have to use protection. Because this
always
is what can happen.
Always do it.
Well, I know my first time I did, so I'm going to be on my son at 10, giving his ass something, because I was on that shit.
Yeah,
but that's what some people be forgetting. They forget what they was doing when they was their age. That's how I'd be like, man, what the fuck you mad for? You did it.
Yeah, my mother didn't tell me not to do it, but she told me, listen, if you gonna do it and you get pregnant, that's your ass. And that's why I guess I waited till I was 33 before I had my kids.
God damn, you ain't like the girl that got knocked up the first time. The first shot, she got hit up.
I mean, it happens. You can't knock up for that. It happens.
Yeah, that's some TV type shit. I ain't never known nobody do that.
I was just fortunate I didn't get caught up because, unlike her, she said she used protection. I didn't. So that could have been me.
Yeah, me too.
How is this some TV type stuff? Huh?
You what now? Say that one more time, baby girl.
I said, how is it like some TV like stuff? He said.
Not that it's like. I just have never came across anybody that had sex their first time and actually happened. Like you see it on TV all the time, but when I watch that shit, I've never seen it on TV. Like I never know nobody like that.
Trust and believe that happens.
I trust me. I know. I was worried like a motherfucker when I seen my first. I was scared shitless.
You the one that ran up in a dirty chick? No.
Yeah, I fucked the shit out of her dirty ass.
With her dirty socks.
Her dirty pink sock, pink and black. I remember them shits. And they was more black because of the pink had dirt on them.
Wow.
So, you know, she probably was wearing her shoes.
You had no fucking shoes?
With her dirty feet.
She was probably walking around them shits all fucking day outside and inside everything.
Mm-hmm. Put in her shoes. Ew.
Hey, that's why I got standards now. You better wash that shit up.
Hey, did she live in a project?
Nah, she lived around the corner from me on fucking Shepherd Avenue in the corner house right next to the garbage company.
She's walking around the garbage company with a fox on.
Exactly. That's why.
I ain't never tell you about the girl I got pregnant and never fucked her.
Oh, shit.
Hello, man, Big Dave.
I never fucked her. Hey, Steph.
Yes?
The room was dark. My man was in his closet. I didn't know fuck her, the room was dark and my man was in the closet. I didn't want to fuck her, but you wanted to fuck her. So I pretended I wanted to fuck her, so I put her in the bed and everything. I let him come out the closet and fuck her. She thought it was me. This nigga fucked behind the bus off in her. She got pregnant, came to me.
Man, how the fuck you got out of that one?
All right, you know what? Who the fuck is telling these fucking stories, man? Who the fuck is telling these stories? You know what, Big Dick? Cut that shit out. You know, you telling some goddamn Jerry Springer shit right now. You see that on TV? Hey, son. Steph.
Yes, sir.
I'm only 5'9", right? The little boy, 6'8".
Oh, wow.
He's 6'8", All-American, that's the bad.
At home. Nope. Exactly. And I'm telling y'all this now. I'm going to fuck him up extra hard if he looked like he was doing a better job than me.
But it ain't even that. If I see him doing extra shit, but if I see my chick doing some extra shit or doing some extra moaning and shit that she'll do with me, we got a problem.
Yeah. So what exactly was the question, though? Like, you caught your man doing it, or y'all
no,
were
no,
right
no.
there?
No, no, no. You have an open relationship. And she said, no, I don't think that would be right because I can't see my man doing it, or, you know what I'm saying, the open relationship, or you can sit with your man, fuck somebody else, and vice versa.
Basically, what he's saying is you in the house at, like, 10 o'clock, and he's laying there. Like, I'm about to get up and go fuck old girl. And you're like, all right, I'll see you later. Like, nah, I don't want to fuck you right now. She better.
No.
Hey, Steph.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Steph, a little bit of pillow talk. You and your girl laying in the bed one night. You know, y'all cool. Y'all know y'all committed to each other. Ain't nothing going on. You tell about, you know, some of your past experiences and shit with this girl that sucked your dick real gangster. You know what I'm saying? Let you fucking have. Now she tell you about this dude that she was with this time, or this motherfucker really, you know, turned me the fuck out, this and that, that, and this. God forbid one day y'all walking down the street, and she tell you, yo, remember that night about that turned me out? There he go right there. You gonna smack the shit out of that bitch.
We have another caller. We have Selena on there. Selena, you there? Selena, are you there, baby?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Very loud
okay.
and clear.
Okay.
Selena, are you new to the show?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually new for tonight. I missed most of the evening, but.
Hey, Mark.
But Selena, listen
to
the show.
Do you know
online.
What the, do you know what the topics of the night are?
Yes, I read the topics online. I'm not sure if it's changed throughout the night, but I did read the topics.
Oh, we went to left field a couple of times. But.
Oh, I'm sure. That's why I said that.
but you could go ahead and start with the first topic. And answer the first topic, then jump right into the second topic.
Okay, just repeat the question real quick for me. It's something about losing your virginity.
When you lost your virginity, was it everything you thought it would be? Was it better or was it worse?
Absolutely not everything I expected it to be. Just because of listening to my friends and saying how great it was and all that, I expected it to be great, and it was not what I expected. It was actually pretty bad.
It wasn't
bad on his part. I just expected something out of it that I didn't get until, you know, like maybe a year later. Not even a year, but a couple of times later.
Would you let him have sex with you now?
That dude? No, absolutely not.
Give me hope. Not that dude.
And it's go ahead, I'm sorry.
The first time you was expecting all these bells and whistles to be going off and shit.
You put the roses, the candles, the doves, all that good shit's gonna be.
So if anybody on the line actually,
right?
Anybody on the line actually say they could get in contact with their first and actually would let them do it again?
I can't get into contact with him, but he's just not somebody that I would deal with at this point in my life. I was only, you know, I was barely. 15.
I was 14.
I was 14, but still not somebody I would deal with right now at 38. So no.
Okay. Second question. Are you into open relationships?
I am not into open relationships. Only because it can probably get too confusing. Absolutely.
So if your man
says absolutely, who's that say? Tasha?
No,
that's Tiffany from Brooklyn.
Tiffany from Brooklyn like to beat niggas up. That's why she's like, yeah, cause they don't confuse with her. She's gonna fuck a nigga up.
So wait, Tiffany from Brooklyn. If your man today was telling you about one of his exes and said she was better than you, would you be pissed off, or would you be able to take hand of that?
I wouldn't be pissed off. I would probably think it's a little unbelievable.
I
I could deal with that. You know why? Because I'm shit. He may not be all that great to me either.
That is true.
So why you with him then?
I'm just saying, like, it may be some areas that we both need to work at. It's not
so
really
you're settling it. So you settling?
No, not at all. I'm saying everybody can use some work in certain areas. Hello?
So what if you
got each one
down the street with your man and he pointed out, yeah, that's the one I was telling you about.
Oh, she took this face from me. But, you know, but that's just me being a woman.
I mean, I could probably use some work on some things. Like, I think my stroke real good. I could probably work on my pussy eating skills a little bit.
Yeah,
my jaw get tired.
It's
don't tell T that.
Fuck T.
I would actually take that as a challenge.
Hey, I do too. That's why, I ain't mad. I mean, you need some extra help. I just gotta find me a woman to teach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would definitely take
you
that as a challenge.
You women, it's so fucked up that you don't know. Like, damn, what does she like? And your mouth be so goddamn wild, but man, I'm getting fucking tired of this shit.
Man, you must be a rookie. You must be a rookie.
Nah, I'm
just saying. Let me tell you
something.
Hey, every man
is not on top
of the
game like
they claim.
You know
what they say. That's you, Tiffany from Brooklyn. What'd you say, baby?
Every man is not on top of their game like they claim to be. So they, you know what I mean? You can. Everybody can always learn.
Right. There's always room for improvement.
Okay.
Exactly.
So Tiffany, are you open to a man telling you that you're not good in certain areas? Are you able to accept that and take that?
Oh, yeah, I remember when I first started getting ahead, he was like, that's not how you do that. I was like, okay.
So how do you,
what's
a good pussy eater? What's a good dick sucker?
What?
What's a good pussy? What makes you a good pussy
eater? Back then, I guess I kept hitting him with the teeth. He was like, don't do that again. I'm going to punch you in your throat. But, you know, but then... Again, like I told you, I'm a porn fiend, so I started watching more porn, and then I set my game up. And now I do the damn thing. No gag reflex, none of that. I'm good at that now.
I got this girl I want to send you up there. Could you teach her a couple things? You sound like you're a truth.
So do you use the spit method too, Tiffany from Brooklyn?
If that's what he likes. It all depends on what you like.
I'm just saying, some don't.
That's a turn off to me. Fuck
see,
that.
I'm already juicy mouthed, so that's not really necessary.
How do you know you're juicy?
Big Dave.
Hey, I'm from Missouri.
From the Show Me State.
I'm from Missouri. Y'all got to fucking show me. Don't be talking that shit to me. I'm like Usher. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Let me see.
That's right.
I'm from fucking Georgia.
What's wrong with that? You're supposed to show improve.
They say they got good pussy eaters in Missouri, but weak dick layers.
Ain't no doubt in my mind I'm the best pussy eater on this phone, and I'm looking for the best head in the fucking world.
Hey.
I'm looking for
you should run an adult sex course if you're the best.
What happened?
I said you should run an adult sex course with and teach these women that you're the best. If you can do that, see how many people sign up.
How you gonna teach them how to suck dick? That's what I'm trying to figure out, Mark.
But the thing is, you can't say you're the best because you may be good to one person and the other person be like, oh my god, they be reading a book and smoking a cigarette. You can't say that.
Right.
If I feel y'all smack the shit out of me and kick me out of the bed.
If I can't lick you real quick and get you moist and get you ready, then I ain't doing something wrong.
Yeah, but it ain't just that simple.
But listen, I ain't trying to make you come in my mouth.
Why not? I like to do it to us.
Listen, if it ain't good for me, it ain't good for you. You ain't got to swallow this, and I don't want to swallow that.
Oh, exchange, no rivalry.
Hey, Mark, sit your rookie ass down, Mark.
You can have that title. You can have that motherfucking title. I'm telling you. Let me tell you this. You down there, I got one for you, David. I hope she go down. This motherfucker is a squirter like a motherfucker. When she squirt this shit in your eye, you're going to feel so disrespected. You down there eating, you got nut all on your forehead. Boy, God, I'd be mad than a motherfucker.
Okay, hold on, y'all. We have a new caller, y'all. We have Miss Waverly on the line. Miss Waverly, you there?
Yes.
Good evening, Ms. Waverly. How are you?
Good evening. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, baby. I'm good.
I'd like
to jump in on tonight's topics, baby.
Yeah, but I got a question for Big Dave.
Uh-oh.
Big Dave, you said you know how to eat pussy good?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Why you ain't never eat mine good?
I told y'all that nigga was lying. Y'all ain't want to listen to me.
Yes, sir.
She's lying, Big Dave.
I'm lying. I'm listening. Speak your case. We got 15 minutes left. I'm gonna speak your case.
Big Dave know who I am. Mark, you met me one time, but Dave, you gonna say I'm lying? A couple weeks ago, Mark, I was sitting in the truck with him talking to you. Remember that?
Yes, you called in the show, baby. Yes, you did.
Ask him why he didn't eat it good.
He wasn't.
Wait a minute.
She said, ask him why he didn't eat it good.
Wait a minute. She know Dave and she was in the truck and Dave didn't eat it? What the fuck am I eating?
Ask her, did I eat it at all? Now, we got a lot of years between me and her. Ask her, did I eat it at all?
So you never ate it, Big Dave? So she lying?
Hey, wait, hold on. I got something to say. Can I say something, Seth? Can I please?
Yeah, real talk. That's your fault, because you call and just bring it up again. Yeah, big real talk.
Big Dave.
Yeah, I just realized it's my phone. Check this out. My man said he claiming a title for pussy eating. You put it in his face, he going to eat it. The female just came on and said, why you didn't eat my shit good? And he just said, I didn't eat it at all. What type of shit is that? How you going to claim a title or something you didn't even do?
He said he didn't do it, but she's saying she did. Ms. Waverly, did he eat your pussy, baby?
I had clicked over, but I'm with you on that one. If he ain't ate it, that's like how you said he was in the closet and fucked and didn't fuck. Exactly. That nigga telling stories.
Did I eat it at all?
David, you said you didn't eat my pussy at all?
I'm asking you, did I eat it at all?
Oh, don't remember?
Hey,
Big Dave, it must not have been that good if you don't remember.
She said if you was down there, you ain't eat shit. You was just traveling.
Wow.
Dude, goddamn, dude, wait till I see your ass tomorrow. What the fuck is going on here?
Hey, man, homie.
I can make sense.
Wait a minute, Big Mark.
Where's Big Mark at?
Mark went in there. He ain't on here no more out there. God, wait a minute. Fuck that.
Don't need Mark.
Mark the only one on this phone besides me that know who this is.
Big Mark?
But I know you and you know me, so answer the question.
What's her name? Wait a minute. I'm going to go get Mark. Mark right by me. I'm going to go find his motherfucker.
Hurry up, man. We got 11 minutes left. Go find him.
What's her name? What's her name?
Shorty.
He said call her Shorty. He knows about Shorty. Shorty.
Where the hell is they?
We'll get to the bomb of this. Call him on three ways, good IG.
He's right here. I'm about to walk up to him right now. Hold up. You got to find this.
That is the thing.
God damn, homeboy.
Wow.
Fucking show tonight. A lot of falling, ups and downs, hollering, screaming. Big T went off.
Hold on. Tell her what happened.
What would you tell her, man?
What happened when y'all put me to that test? What the fuck happened? Man, you know who was on the phone with me, you, and somebody else. You know how we can call the other one that she'll tell her what happened.
No, she said,
yeah. Yeah, hey, dude, you want me to call up my pussy eating skills? I ain't gonna be one too.
Shit.
Hold on, Skip. Hold on. The number I just called said, call the fuck back. Hold the fuck on.
He texted the shit out of him.
I didn't text no motherfucking body.
Dave, you know we know how you do.
Well, I want to see his shorty. Shorty
shot like a
motherfucker
on you, Big Dave.
How he do? Don't listen to him.
Y'all smile. Shorty,
why don't you tell us how he do, Shorty?
Huh?
Tell us
how he do, Shorty. How does he do?
He don't do
right,
but he
know.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
Boy, goddamn, that phone taking long to cook back over. That sound like a practice session.
When I ask you this, you say this? That's what it sounds like to you?
Yeah. You just say, uh-huh, and hang up. That's what he's telling her.
God damn.
Oh, man,
God
we about to lose Big Dave, man.
Oh, man, that's a damn shame. That's a damn shame. Hey, Shorty, I don't know who you is, but I'm in Newark 8 days. You make sure you come down to the market. When I blow this shit up...
Hey, look, when y'all talk to Leonard, ask Leonard who Shorty is.
Woo!
Oh, shit, I know Leonard is.
I got Leonard's number. Hold on.
God damn, we might have to go in the archives for about 10 more minutes tonight.
God damn.
I want to hear this call. Oh, wait a minute, goddamn call.
Wait, you want to hear this call? We want an archive.
I want to hear this motherfucking call. Yeah, I want to hear this call.
Oh, my God, man.
Because Dave been talking a lot of shit tonight.
Oh, and all this shit.
I can tell me to call the fuck back, and that shit keep going right to voicemail.
Oh, man, it ain't looking too good, son. It ain't looking too good.
You starting now.
That's why you ain't calling nobody.
Big Dave. Big Dave, you should have never gave her the fucking number, Big Dave.
That's some bullshit, man. She on the...
Big Dave, you should have never gave her the fucking number, Big Dave.
Misha, if you're on the radio, press 1. It just takes to get in the conversation.
Oh, man, that's fucking... Hey, Dave, man, God damn, son. What happened, son?
Big Dave said if you listen, then press 1.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. God damn. I can't believe that shit.
Damn, homeboy.
Hey, that shit is better than me and T. God damn.
Oh, man. Woo. Yo, great fucking show tonight.
Hey, Shorty. So you trying to tell me right now, this is what you do, Shorty. This is what you do. If you let that fucking gangster come on here and tell that shit about it, I know Dave down for it. Let Dave meet you right now. Eat that twice. You come on next week and tell us how it was.
All right. Okay. We're going to put a race on it, okay?
Dave, what's up, Dave?
How much y'all usually pay on y'all race?
You know we bet on our race. We ain't gonna bet when we bet on a race on the pussy skills.
Shit, I can't bet. Oh shit.
Uh oh.
Who's this?
I gotta call her back. She's gonna answer.
Hello.
Hello.
That sound like a little girl, man.
Me too.
I think Lisa's on that.
He got a little girl on the phone. Hey, Lisa, bitch. First of all, how old are you that just answered that phone?
Hey,
man, you should have been got that shit together. Don't get mad because your ass ain't doing nothing.
Hey, Lisa, how you doing, Lisa? Lisa, are you there?
I'm here.
No, we're on a grown adult talk show. This is not a prank call or nothing. This is not a prank call. You just need to answer a question. One question.
This is your host. This is Dallas, your host. This is not a prank call. This is Love, Life, and Loyalty with Steph Dallas and GQ Palace Radio. This is a live radio show. We had Big Dave on the air, and Big Dave claimed he is the best pussy eater, period, hands down. And so we needed somebody to dispute that and bring truth to this matter or no truth to this matter. Is there any truth to this matter, Lisa?
It's all the way true.
Huh? It's all the way true?
Lisa, can I ask a question? How old are you?
Yeah. Ben?
Ten. How old are you?
Oh, I'm grown. I'm grown.
She said 10.
She said 10. I'll be goddamn. I'll be goddamn.
She probably don't want to reveal her. She don't want to reveal her true age. We're gonna take that for the benefit of the doubt.
Oh shit! Wait.
Did he pay you?
Oh my God.
Oh shit. Hey, I'm not laughing at you.
Yes, you are.
Hey, I want to know how to pay somebody over the phone.
Holy shit. I can't.
Hey, yo, this is the best one I ever fucking had.
Yo,
that shit was funny as hell.
Hey,
Miss <Don't be bad. laughs> Hey, Waverly. Hey, Miss Waverly.
Yes?
Miss Waverly.
That's me.
If your pussy wasn't so old and had more sensations, you would have felt better.
Oh, I'll try to bring on that
now. Hey, Dave, now wait a minute. Now, she said she down. Dave, she said she was down to find out. She said if you come over there, eat it right now, and then she'll report back to us next week and see if you improve.
Hey, Mark, she too far off the fucking calendar. I don't get down like that.
Oh.
Hey,
it's okay. Right, you already know if I put it in your face, you're going to do whatever I say, dude. Don't even act like
Mark.
That.
Hey, Mark, she had her day, Mark. She had her day, Mark. Believe you me, she had her motherfucking day.
But you just said you ain't remember, though. So what happened? Now you remember?
It might have been a long time. Was it a long time ago?
So wait a minute.
I don't remember if I ate her pussy, but I know how fucking old she is. It won't happen now, I bet you that.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Damn, she said she know where you live at, so she must have been there getting licked.
Hey,
Mark, you know how long I've been knowing her? I know damn well she know where I live at, but she ain't never been in here.
Oh. Uh-oh, tell us what the towels look like, girl. Tell us what the towels look like.
Hey, Mark, it's been 10 years I've been here. Hey, Mark, I've been here 10 years. She never set foot in here.
God damn, Dave. Dave, I think you need to knock her off the same face, Dave, because she made me think different of you, Dave.
Hey, Mark, I've been broke up with Lena 10 years, nigga. When I was fucking with her, me and her had to go to the hotel. So that tells you how long it's been, right?
Well.
Hey, Shorty, so here's what you do, Shorty. You make sure you come down here tomorrow and show yourself.
What time you going to
be? What time you want? I ain't got to work. I'll be there at noon.
I don't get off of work. I'll be there. I'm coming there. I'll be there about 4 o'clock because I got to get off of work.
Well, I'll be there. I'm going to fucking be there, and I hope.
Dave.
The Amber caravan going to have to drop her old ass off.
God damn. Hey, Tasha.
See, that's Tasha laughing.
Hey, Tasha, you still there?
That's all right, Dave.
Hey, Tasha. Hey, Steph, is Tasha still there?
Take too long to let that shit out. Tasha's still there.
Hey, Tasha, you want to go find out how this shit going to end up?
Hell no.
Oh, shit. That's some funny shit. Dave, it's all right, son.
Yeah, it's all right. Dave, you know I still love you.
She just said, she still love you, Dave. You just can't eat pussy.
Hey, Mark, I still love her, too. I ain't never going to start that. That's my buddy.
That's my big Dave right there.
You try to shine on me tonight, Miss Waverly. You try to shine on me. I know I should have gave you this fucking number. Hey, Steph.
Yeah.
I gave her the number the first night, and I called her tonight to make sure you tune in. She said, I lost the numbers on a blue piece of paper. I said, it's still blue. You just colorblind, motherfucker. It looks like it's pink.
Well, I tell you, I holler at y'all ladies. I'm going in here to tell the boys how Dave can't eat pussy. It's like 7 of us. I'm about to tell them all.
Oh, my God. All right, y'all. Let's close the show out today. It was a great show tonight. Love, Life, and Loyalty with your host, Steph Dallas, GQ Palace. Tune in tomorrow night for Sports and Radio with my girl, T. T, I love you, baby. You my homie.
Love you, too.
All right. I'll see y'all, boys. See y'all next week. But totally tomorrow for T Sports and Radio. Wednesday with my man, Picasso. Friday with my man, Big Rich Money. Thursday, I fucking forgot because I'm getting old. And
ain't
I'll see y'all, boys, next Monday. Peace out.
You slap that. Get away, well, wetter than she ever been.
bed. Now she's telling me that she gonna tell all her friends. I'm like, okay, bring them all along. As long as I can stick my tongue in between the thumb. Yeah, I'm nasty, I know you like it. Lick the bottom lip, baby girl, you gon' bite it. Yeah, I go deep, I love it from the back. Arch that back, make that ass clap. Make the pussy squirt. Yeah, I got stroke, tell me where it hurts. Spread them legs, little mommy, watch you work. Tell me what it is, show me what it could be. Pussy on my lips, juice box tastes good to me. Hold it on my tongue, turn me on up. Put it in your gut, I better pussy up.
Like a free fall, big wood, thicker than a tree log. How to bouncing on the dick like a seesaw, baby. I'm raw, I got old use protection, and we can get it right here in the VIP session. I wanna fuck you right here, like Irk say. Mr. Ice with the cream, no dessert place. Scream my name, baby. I'm Skipper. Just one dish, gotta reach it for my zipper. It's down, I'm a dicker. You can pick her up or I'll deliver. Panties in the way, if the new one, I'ma rip them. I go hard in the paint. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. 91 premium, all in the tank. I deposit that dick, I call it a sperm bank.